proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. This publication was started by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus, and carries his passion to present the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. If you do not receive the Everlasting Nation magazine, please contact IBJM to subscribe or receive a sample copy. Recently, the magazine dealt with the topic of A New Day in Jewish Missions. While recent times have been difficult, I believe there is much to rejoice about with new opportunities before us, and I trust this will be a blessing to you. One of the most well-established truths in the New Testament is that believers are responsible to take the gospel message to all people. And the clear biblical priority of this task, both taught and practiced by the early church, is that this gospel is to be taken together, simultaneously, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Sadly, the history of the church is largely a testimony of being uninvolved in this biblical priority of evangelism and missions. Much of this problem stems from incorrect teaching, faulty theology, and tragic anti-Semitism present in the church. And this has led to an underlying sense in many churches that there is no real importance or priority today related to the Jewish people and evangelism. Now, for certain, there have been always good churches that have communicated and practiced reaching the Jewish people with biblical importance. However, these churches have often been regarded as being unenlightened or unbalanced. But this is clearly changing, and we praise the Lord for that. It is an absolute joy to witness in these days a great turning back to the truth of God's Word concerning the subject. It is bringing to many churches a renewed love, awakened awareness, and fervent burden for God's chosen people and emphasizing their responsibility in reaching them. As churches in America are getting back to this important priority, many are testifying of blessings and new life within their congregation. And why not? If the promise of Genesis 12:3 is still in effect, and it is, what greater way is there to bless Israel than to share with them the gospel of their Messiah? But this is not only taking place in America, but is happening around the world. One of the most blessed facts about this new day in Jewish missions is that it is worldwide. Beginning years ago, a growing number of churches in the Hispanic world began sending forth missionaries with a burden and equipping them to reach both Jews and Gentiles with the gospel. Their Bible institutes began providing more instruction and training focused on reaching the Jewish communities. In addition, local Hispanic churches are now regularly evangelizing in nearby Jewish communities in these Hispanic countries and seeing Jewish people saved and discipled in their churches. I remember when the message of the role of the church in reaching the Jews was being presented in many churches in Asia for the first time. In the beginning, it was regarded by some as another gospel, but like the Bereans, they searched the scriptures themselves and were convinced by the Holy Spirit of their responsibility and priority towards the Jewish people. Now, in this new day, there are hundreds of churches in Asia praying for Israel regularly and are committed to bringing the gospel to both Jews and Gentiles. So why is this a new day? Why should we take notice of this? There are probably many reasons. The most obvious is that Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, is returning soon. Although we have always believed in his imminent return, who among us would deny that the prophetic events of this time make us more certain that he is at the door? And the increasing role of Israel in this world today should and does turn the heart of Christians toward the apple of God's eye, his beloved people, the Jews. Like the Apostle Paul, our heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel should be their salvation. Let us seize this time, this day, and pray and work more than ever in reaching both Jews and Gentiles with the gospel of the Messiah. I want to thank you for tuning in today. One more thing I'd like to share with you before we leave is IBJM's annual 4-day focus on Jewish missions, which is held in June of each year. This program will equip you to reach your Jewish neighbor with the gospel of the Messiah. Find out more about the 4-day focus at ibjm.org. And now as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, contact us at 423-876-8150, or you may go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.